Our teaching tonight is entitled, The New Time is at Hand. John?
Good evening, everybody. How many felt the hug of the Lord while you're giving prayer and praise tonight? Huh? How many? All right. Thank you, Lord. We have a good God. A while back, I listened to a podcast by Sister Emmanuel Millard, and she's from the childrenofmedjugorje.com. And she gave the podcast entitled, The New Time is at Hand. And I'd like to share with you my reflections and thoughts that have been percolating within me on how our small but faithful community, Lighthouse, is growing in strength by means of prayer and is helping to bring about a new time. Events in this world are spiraling out of control so vividly and at an alarming rate, and it's taking the world into a fearful time. However, this is the time of hope for you. It's a time of hope for your family, and it's a time of hope for the world, and a time of hope for our church. St. John Paul II, while he was recovering from the wounds inflicted by the attempted assassination, he was having lunch with some dear friends, and while they finished the lunch, they were enjoying coffee, and John Paul asked them, who was behind the assassination? Well, his friends gave him answers like the KBG, enemies within the church, enemies from outside the church, and even the government of Russia. But St. John Paul basically said, it was Satan. The 24/7 news reporting on the events happening around us has a way of leading us into fear and dread. Reports of police officers being ambushed, shot, killed, violence running rampant in our streets, grade school shootings, criminals going unpunished, being set free, abortion advocates threatening the life of a Supreme Court justice, the LGBT community proclaiming June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as their Pride Month. Divorce, the breakup of the family, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, pornography. This is Satan's world, and we are under an extreme, huge spiritual attack. We hear of rumors of war, but they're no longer rumors. Russia and Ukraine are already fighting. The news channels repeatedly pound disinformation into our brains. It makes one become fearful and afraid. Many have fallen into deep despair, resulting in suicide, drug addiction, and child killing. The world is being led by misguided souls seeking power to control everybody and everything. They want to install a one-world government, bring an end to the sacraments, stamp out marriage, destroy family life, take over the education of your children. These leaders think the world is overpopulated and are using abortion to control growth. Sadly, people do not know who the author of fear is. Again, John Paul told us that the author is Satan. His tool is fear, F-E-A-R, frightful events appearing real. That's frightful events appearing real. Fear is a big tool of the enemy. It stops you from advancing in your spiritual journey and keeps you frozen in place, afraid to advance spiritually. Fear is the biggest and best weapon Satan has in his arsenal. Fear takes life away from love, for God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, we hear, fear is not in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has pain, and he that fears is not perfected in love. Let us therefore love God, because God loved us first. In all things, love deserves preference because love makes everything easy. Darkness and fear have taken over a hold of humanity, and we are in this spiritual war, a fight for our soul. But never forget that even Satan is an instrument of hope in the hand of God. On January 25th of this year, our Mother Mary from Medjugorje told us that Satan is strong and wants to attract even more souls to himself. Here's the actual message, and I quote, "Dear children, today I am calling you to return to personal prayer. Little children, do not forget that Satan is strong and that he wants to attract even more souls to himself. That is why you need to be vigilant in prayer and resolute in the good. I am with you and blessing you all with my motherly blessing." On March 25th in 1984, some 30 years ago, according to Sister Lucia from Fatima, the consecration of Russia did take place. And on the 38th anniversary of this consecration, March 25th of this year, Pope Francis, on the Feast of the Annunciation, again consecrated Russia and Ukraine to Mary. Now, on that feast day, Mary told us, and I quote again, "Dear children, I hear your cries and prayer for peace. Satan has been fighting for years. That is why God sent me to you to lead you on the way of holiness, because humanity is at a crossroads. I invite you to return to God and God's commandments, to be good on earth and overcome the crisis you fell into because you did not listen to God, who loves you and wants to save you and lead you to a new life. Thank you for having responded to my call." Again, Satan is an all-out fight for our souls. I'll give you a little analogy. Let's say that you're going on a trip and you plan on flying. On the day of the flight, you get to the airport, and it's a very dark, rainy, gloomy day. It's very windy, with lots of black, foreboding clouds. All of this is making you very apprehensive. You become fearful. You start to tremble as you board the plane. But the pilot takes the plane upward above the storm, upward above the darkness, above the black clouds. Suddenly, all becomes peaceful with sunshine and calm. You do not fear the darkness anymore. Why? Well, the good news is that Our Lady is the pilot of the plane. By asking you to return to prayer, she's leading you towards the light of her Son. Nations are slowly and rhythmically taking us backward away from God by powerful, misguided souls. These Luciferians are acting on behalf of the enemy. Our Lady tells us that the enemy is strong, but he is a loser and he will not last. The Word of God is comforting. It is truth. It is life. It's the way that never changes. Civilization will change. Man will change, but the Word of God will never change. From Psalm 33, we read, "The Lord frustrates the plans of nations and thwarts all their schemes. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is their Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance." I sense that we're kind of in an interlude, and an interlude is a time between two events. Out with fear and in with hope. The visionary Maria Pavlovich has mentioned how the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. Medjugorje is the continuation and the fulfillment of Fatima. Our Lady, in November of 1983, told us, "When the secrets of Medjugorje are realized, then it will be the end of Satan's power." The visionaries of Medjugorje, they're in their 50s. And Mary has been teaching us for over 40 years now. This is exceptionally good news because the time for revealing the secrets of Medjugorje is close. It's remarkably close. As Maria Pavlovic stated, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. In these challenging times, Our Lady is not pointing to everything that is wrong, or dangerous, or ugly. She is telling us about the future that we have, which is hope. She also says, I am taking you into my Immaculate Heart. God is working very quietly and is being very patient with us. He's not using the 24/7 sad news networks to get his message out. No, no, he doesn't need that. He's using Mary, his mother, to coach and lead us to a new time that is at hand, a time of hope, a time of peace, a time of joy, and a time for eternal life. For God is love. In John 14, verse 18, perfect love casts out all fears. From the cross, Jesus gave us his mother to guide us to his kingdom, and Mary is at work on this earth to bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. Mary has appeared on earth many times, under many titles, to many diverse people. In different periods of time, she is constantly calling us back to prayer. Our Blessed Mother comes to us when we need her the most. She comes with a message of hope, a message of guidance, a message specific to the problems that we are currently experiencing. Her earthly visits have become more frequent in the 20th century, and the time interval between her appearances has shortened. In the 20th century, Mary has come as Our Lady of Fatima in 1917, Our Lady of Lorraine in 1932, then she came to Carbondale in 1961 to 65 to four young schoolchildren. 1 month after the assassination attempt on St. John Paul II's life, Our Lady started appearing at Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina. She appeared on the first day of St. John the Baptist in June 1981. Have you noticed the increased frequency of her apparitions? But the appearances are starting to slow down now. The time for revealing the Medjugorje secrets is nearby. Mary told us that when the apparitions of Medjugorje end, they will be her last appearances on earth. We are in an interval between evil and good. To add more clarity to this time interval, I'd like to mention Anna Maria Taggi. She was a blessed of the church, an Italian that lived in the 18th century, and she had a remarkably close relationship with our Lord Jesus. At the age of 40, Anna received a special and rare gift of discernment. She had insights as to her time, as well as the future of the church. All the prophecies Anna gave came to be, they occurred, and they've all been verified. Her revelations helped five popes to avoid costly mistakes, wrong directions, and wrongdoings for the church, and they were inspired to go in a different direction, a better and new direction for the church. Now Anna prophesies for our own times. She saw two popes, a great confusion and turmoil within the church. Blessed Anna Maria saw the revelations of Fatima, with bishops against bishops, cardinals against cardinals, great conflicts within the church, conflicts that will destroy people and make them lose faith in the church. Her vision of the future of the church was one in such turmoil that only little groups of faithful people will remain strong and close to our Lord. I believe Lighthouse is one of these little groups. Anna prophesied that saints would come back to this earth and in the name of Pope. The new Pope will be loved by everybody. He will be charismatic, You'll have the gift of healing. This pope will be so good that three great nations will ask to enter the church. These nations will be China, Russia, and England. Now, this is our future. It's a beautiful, vibrant future, a future of hope. We are chosen for this time. God has called us to be witnesses, witnesses to the incredible victory and power of His love. I'd like to bring in another seer, Sister Maria Natalia. She was a mystic from Hungary who died in 1992 and will soon be a blessed of the church. She spoke with Our Lady just as the visionaries from Medjugorje do. Sister Maria had wonderful conversations with Our Lady about Hungary, about the rest of Europe, and about the world. One of these conversations, Our Lady told Maria, and I quote, "When Satan has taken victory for granted and has dragged most souls along with him, when he is in his immense pride and boundless arrogance believes he will be able to destroy goodness in all of God's creation, including souls, when the light of faith will shine on only a few souls, since the weak have always been easily deceived by the evil one, it is then that God, in His mercy and His grace, will triumph. It will be the beginning of light that will bring peace to the world. When Satan thinks he is the master of the world, that he will be able to sit on the throne and be worshipped and adored, our mother said, I will take his treasures away from him." This will not happen next century. It's at our doorsteps right now. We are living in the time interlude between darkness and light. Darkness and faith and fear and fearful events appearing real have taken hold of humanity. Satan is very loud, very noisy, very boisterous, and he's getting all the attention of people to live in fear and despair. His power will not last. It will end, for Satan is a loser. We are in this interlude between fear, darkness, and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. And people are questioning the church, its relevance, its teaching authority. The church is that small boat weathering the storm that is in danger of sinking. Brothers and sisters, don't abandon the boat. Do not abandon your faith. Do not abandon hope. The boat is the church, and the church is the bride of Christ. Matthew 16, verse 18, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it." It's by no coincidence that on the Feast of the Annunciation 1 year ago, that's March 25th, 2021, our Mother Mary told us, "My children who pray, do not fear the future and do not lose hope. You are children that carry joy and peace because you are mine. If you are mine, you will win. I have come here with the name of the Queen of Peace because the devil wants trouble and war. He wants to fill your hearts with fear and fear of the future, but the future is God's." Satan wants to empty your hearts of joy and peace, which are God's treasures and gifts to you. Satan wants to fill your heart with hatred and ugliness, and especially fear of the future, so that we lose hope. Who are you listening to? The 24/7 sad news networks? Or do you look at the light, the peace, and the joy? Do you want to be filled with God's treasures? You do not know the power that you have. You are undergoing trials and tribulations. You're hurting. Yet you pray. You are a prayerful person. You are encouraged by the Mother of God to bring about this new time, the time of His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Mary spoke to us in February of 2021. I quote, "Dear children, today I am looking at you and calling, return to God Leave sin and evil, decide for holiness, and you will be my extended hand on this lost world. May your faith not waver in this time of trial. Go courageously with the risen Christ towards heaven, which is your goal. Your goal is to let Mary be the pilot of your life, to lift you high above the darkness, to rise you into God's light. She also tells us, return to the love of my son, Jesus, because he is waiting for you with open arms. Thank you.